Well, hello there, and welcome to my almost midlife crisis. I'm your host, Jennifer Mathis. This podcast is about that point in your life when you're starting to have more and more in common with your parents. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about things we think are cool now that we never would have thought were cool when we were in our 20s. So if you've surprised yourself lately at how excited you get over things that 10 years ago wouldn't even have crossed your mind, then this one's for you. So I have to admit, lately we've been getting a little deep on this podcast, okay? We've been talking about big life things. And while I know, you know, it's called my almost midlife crisis, I don't try to get like super deep every week, okay? But we were talking about things like home buying and optimizing your friend circle, you know, important things, but today is not that. We're not really talking about anything important today. Because you know what? It is starting to feel like summer in Chicago, which, if you have never experienced summer in the Chi, oh, you are missing out. Okay. Now don't come here if you're not vaccinated. Okay. You stay where you are. I want none of that over here. Don't bring that shit over here. But if you are vaccinated, I welcome you to Chicago this summer because shit's going to get crazy around here more than normal. And I'm getting very excited about it. Okay. It was 80 degrees the other day. It's April. Well, now I guess it's May, but it's spring and it was 80 the other day. I was sweating. I wore flip-flops to walk Ginza and it was too hot to walk Ginza, who is a French bulldog and does not appreciate the weather as much as I do. So it was feeling like summer. Chicago announced that we're moving into the next reopening phase, which means big things for my wedding. Oh my God, I cannot even express to you how excited I am having a meeting with my wedding planner coming up to like fully understand the benefits of this reopening phase for my big day, but that makes me so happy. It also means that I may be able to go to Old Town Art Fest this year. Hallelujah, people. Old Town Art Fest, I cannot tell you how badly I have missed drinking some cheap sangria in the street, in a sundress, listening to some cheesy cover band. Oh my God. Like I miss it. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Okay. So let's just say this has been a week of good news. It's been rolling in this week. And so we're not going to have a serious podcast. Let's have some fun today. So as I get older, I start to realize that things that excite me now look really different than when I was in my 20s and even early 30s. So don't get me wrong. There are still things that excite me now that would have also brought me joy in my 20s. Like happy hour, for example. I went to my first happy hour in probably this entire COVID 15 months. Okay. There were $2 oysters. Yes, please. And even better, $6 glasses of wine. What? $6, people. And for those of you that do not live in Chicago, New York, or like the whole state of California, you may be thinking, what's the big deal about $6 glass of wine? Well, guess what? Okay. Let me give you some context. The two other times this week, yes. Okay. It's been a week. All right. Yes, if you do that calculation, that means that so far I've mentioned three times I got wine this in a week. But whatever, like don't judge. Anyway, the two other times I went this week, I got wine after work and it was not at happy hour. And the average price of said wine was $20 a glass. And listen, I'm not going to lie to you. There were cheaper glasses on the menu. I did not order the cheapest glass on the menu, but this girl does not drink like cheap shit. Okay. Like I don't do the cheap shit. You aren't going to find me sipping on some Meiomi at a restaurant, which you know what? It still bothers me that the Nordstrom Cafe has Meiomi on the menu. And yeah, I know part of the Nordstrom Cafe menu by heart. So I feel like that probably says something about me, but yeah, I'm not drinking any Meiomi. Okay, so for those of you that don't like doing math in your head, at this happy hour, I could get three glasses of wine for the price of one and still have money left over for a tip. And bonus, the wine was actually pretty good. Was it as good as a $20 glass? No, probably not. But I mean, listen, it was decent enough. It was $6 a glass and it wasn't Meiomi. Although, wouldn't it be kind of hilarious if it was Meiomi? But I just like didn't know because they didn't tell me the brand. It was like that blind taste test that I just like failed. That would be hilarious. But it was pretty good, right? So happy hour when I was, you know, young and broke, loved a good happy hour because I could actually afford to buy a drink. Now I can appreciate a happy hour because it's like my drink is on sale. So both super positive, maybe different reasons, but love a good happy hour special. Okay. But there are other things that make me really happy that are clear indicators that I'm getting older. It doesn't take away from my joy. I still find joy in it. It's just like this reminder that I'm not in my 20s. So the first one that I thought of the other day was Crate and Barrel. Crate and Barrel retail store, not even online. I'm talking about the store. I get more joy from the store itself. Is one of them. And Crate and Barrel is one of our main registry stores for our wedding. We had Crate and Barrel and we had Bloomingdale's. And then we had like a couple items on Bed Bath & Beyond. And listen, some people love themselves some Bed Bath & Beyond. Like my mom loves Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay. She loves getting those 20% off coupons. Like, you know, the ones, like you get on their mailing list once and you will never have to pay full price at that store ever again. You get like a 20% coupon like every week. I'm still convinced that they just raise their prices like 20% and then they send you the coupon because it's like, I mean, it's like Banana Republic. Have you ever gone into a Banana Republic and paid full price for anything? Because if you have, joke is on you, okay? Because like you got had, okay? I walk by a Banana Republic all the time because they have this like multiple story one on Michigan Avenue. And it's on my route whenever I walk into it. So I see it all the time. And I swear to you, I have never walked by that store when there wasn't a huge like sale sign, like X percent off in the window. And usually it's like 40 to 50% off, like every single time, every day. No fail. So if you're always 40 to 50% off, then is that really even considered a sale? Or is that just the price of the item, right? Because it's never off sale. So to me, that's the same thing as Bed Bath & Beyond. And honestly, for whatever reason, that annoys me actually. And I don't like shopping there. Like I love getting a good deal, but I hate a bad pricing strategy and confusing marketing calendars. So I don't really support retail stores. I can't figure their shit out. And they just pretend like things are on sale all the time. Does anyone actually ever fall for that? Does that drive any urgency anymore? Like, I highly doubt it. Anyway, I digress. Back to Crate and Barrel, one of my favorites. So I remember when my mom would bring me to home stores like Crate and Barrel, and I hated it. She was growing up, my mom was an interior designer. And so I had to go sit at, she would drag me around. I'd go to furniture stores. I'd go to fabric store. Like if you've never been to a fabric store, they literally have walls of hangers holding fabric that you sort through. Fabric stores, blinds stores, like blinds for your windows store. Okay. Wallpaper stores where there's just books of wallpaper samples. I mean, home decor store, like you name it. These different stores, which by the way, the fact that I was dragged around town and had to sit at all of these different stores so that she could do her research shows my age in itself because she wasn't Googling anything, right? She had to physically go to multiple stores to see inventory and browse catalogs for samples in the physical location. I mean, if you think about that, imagine. And even like if you've ever like decorated an apartment or your room or even your dorm room or your house, you know how many options there are. So could you imagine being an interior designer in the 90s, like without a computer and having to physically sort through, like there's no filter. There's no like, oh, I just want to see like, blue wallpaper with gold accents in geometric shapes in a modern look. Like, no, maybe you went to the blue section, but then you had to like sort through like the peacock wallpaper, the floral wallpaper. And you're like, no, no, not. I mean, that is exhausting. Could you imagine how much the internet has changed the interior design industry in like so many ways? Anyway, she brought me to all of that. And I, oh my God, I hated it so much. It was so boring to me. It was like always so quiet. And the music was like that soft rock or like the music of yesterday, today, and tomorrow station. Like, you know, there's always one of those stations where you could hear like Celine Dion one moment and then hear like Maroon 5 the next moment, right? So there's always that playing and I hated it. But now I literally go to browse when I don't even need anything. Like I find the quiet calming. And that same radio station, because they're still just playing sounds of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, that same radio station music I find soothing now. Okay, delightful almost. Like a song will come on. I'm like, oh man, I love that song. Like Oasis comes on or like Wonderwall. You're like, wow. I haven't heard this song in forever. I love this song. But I love how they have their things set up, right? I love looking at like plate designs, small appliances. Love a good small appliance. The different glassware, like, oh, my Pinot Noir glasses versus like this wine glass versus this wine glass. Like, I love it. Who would have thought that I would get so much joy over like coaster designs or Tupperware options or napkin rings? I have napkin rings. I own napkin rings, people. I feel like that makes me an adult. Like when you buy napkin rings, you are officially an adult. And I use them. I use them. Not every day, because I mean, I'm not insane. But every time we have guests for dinner, I bring out those napkin rings, okay? And they perfectly match my dinnerware and my linen napkins. My dinner table, when I host dinner, is on point, okay? Because listen, I'm cooking up like the equivalent of like Picasso painting in that kitchen, okay? I'm a good cook. So if I'm putting in the effort to cook everything from scratch, you better believe the table that I am going to be serving it on is on point, okay? Because, you know, I mean, I will admit that prior to our wedding registry, maybe it wasn't so on point. I mean, we did the best with what we had, right? Like we had quite the mixed match of items. Like they were mostly from IKEA. They were a mix of like Christian's, what he bought and what I bought. And then we moved in together and it was like they kind of worked. But since the registry and therefore since Crate and Barrel, that shit is put together now and I absolutely love it. Next to Crate and Barrel, and not necessarily by priority order, just another thing, it was like an order of my thought process, but another thing that makes me happy now that definitely didn't when I was younger, the laundry. Yes, I said it. And some of you are probably thinking, oh my God, what the fuck are you talking about? I freaking hate the laundry and you are a crazy person, but hear me out, okay? Just hear me out. Out of the household chores, the laundry makes me happy in multiple ways and it touches on multiple senses. So let me break it down for you, okay? First, it honestly just makes me feel ultra productive and I feel really good when I'm being really productive. Like it's one of those chores that you can get done without even giving it your full attention because the washer and dryer are doing most of the work, right? And so you like accomplish other things while you're doing the laundry at the same time. Like, that's amazing. Like, I'd be like, oh, I'm doing laundry, but I'm also cooking dinner, you know, feeding Ginza, blah, blah, blah. Like, you could do like four other things or more. You could do a conference call while you're doing laundry, like working from home. Like, it feels very productive to me. And you can start it and finish it in the same day. How many things in your life can you start and finish in the same day and multitask while you're doing it? I feel like at work, especially, nothing only lasts a day. Like, it's on my plate for a while. You got to like the project continues or you have to like circle back on it. It's like such a corporate term. You got to circle back on it or you got to loop someone else in, or it takes a while, right? Or it just evolves and never actually ends. Your to-do list just like evolves into like other things. But like laundry is something you start and you finish within the same day. And that feels good to me. Second, Doing laundry refreshes my closet. When the laundry's done, I have a full closet again. I have all my options for outfits. There's none of that like, oh, I really want to wear that. Oh, shoot, it's dirty. Nope. You can wear anything because it's all clean and it's put away and you can find it and it looks nice and it's available. So it's like your options are renewed and that makes me happy. Third, the laundry smell is amazing. I'm sorry. I am big into scents. Okay. So what I use, I love Tide Sport with Febreze. And I will preface like this next little part with the fact that I worked on Procter & Gamble for 6 years. And I know way too much about laundry and way too much about laundry products. But I love Tide Sport with Febreze because that stuff, not only does it smell good, but it can literally get any scent out of any clothes, period. Like, it is amazing. And then I add in the Downy beads, not the Unstoppables. That's actually like a little too much for me, but the Fresh Protect beads. Okay. So if you have not tried those, you need to go find some. You can pretty much get them wherever you buy laundry stuff. But they're specifically the Fresh Protect beads. And I personally like the blue ones, but if they're out, I'll like settle for the pink ones. But I like the blue ones. The green ones are okay too. Okay. These products make my laundry smell amazing. Not only when it's cleaning, like as it's washing, I can kind of smell it, but when they come out, my clothes smell amazing. And that smell lasts for a while because the products are really good. And nothing is more satisfying than putting some like smelly clothes into the washer. Like I'm talking like pick, okay? Like tennis clothes that haven't been washed yet, or like hot yoga clothes afterwards. Okay. That shit smells. I'm sorry. Or like if you go camping and it smells like the fire smoke. Okay. Or if you're a smoker, I am no longer, have not been for a long time, but if you are, if you're a smoker or you go to a party and someone has like cigars, okay. Like pick a gross scent. Don't even wash it for like 2 weeks. Just let it like simmer in the scent. Okay. And then go wash it in some Tide Sport with Febreze Fresh Protect. And I guarantee you, sorry, Downy Fresh Protect. Let's get it right. I'm telling you, it will take the smell out and it will smell fresh and amazing. You're welcome. Okay. So I love the scent. And fourth, I love when you take it out of the dryer and it's warm. Like, don't you just want to roll around in like warm clothes and like right when they come out of the dryer, like especially when you wash a blanket and it's winter and you just want to like snuggle in the toasty blanket, like right out of the dryer. I mean, that is heaven. Okay. Heaven. Give me a toasty blanket out of the dryer. Let me snuggle on the couch with Ginza with a glass of wine and maybe a special dark Hershey kiss. Like, that is a wonderful evening. Okay. Amazing. I mean, those are just four reasons and I could literally go on, but I'm going to leave it there on laundry because those are four pretty solid reasons. So if you might've thought that I was crazy when I first said laundry, but don't even tell me after those four reasons, you don't have anything nice to say about laundry, like nothing, because if you have nothing nice to say, you're lying to yourself if that's the case. Okay. Although I will say it makes a big difference if you don't have in-unit laundry. Like if you have to bring your laundry somewhere, you have an excuse. In that case, I get your point because I'll tell you what, once you have in-unit laundry, you never go back to having to lug that shit around for sure. The last thing that I truly enjoy now versus when I was younger is the quiet. I swear my younger self always wanted to be out and about. Like, I hated the quiet. I want to be like talking to people. I want to be surrounded by other people, surrounded by like what's going on. Let me like be where the action is, right? I was always like very social and I would get bored if I was by myself. Like I didn't really like being by myself. Like I always wanted to be around people. And even if I was by myself, I would like watch TV or I would listen to music or something that had sound, right? I would never just be in the quiet. But now, the quiet in itself is music to my ears. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still a very social person. I enjoy talking with friends. I enjoy being around others. But it's really only been in the last couple years that I've truly started to appreciate the quiet. And as I'm sitting here, even recording this podcast and preparing for it, I'm sitting in the quiet. There's no other sound going on. Even before I was recording, when I was like thinking about what I was going to say, it was just quiet. I enjoy going for walks. And when I go for walks, I go without headphones. I just like listening to the sounds around me. I love sitting in the park and just like enjoying the sunshine on my face and the quiet around me. I mean, you're in Chicago, so it's only so quiet, except for one time a year. In Chicago, and I'm curious if this is the same for other cities, but in Chicago, the first snow each year is literally one of my favorite days. I live right downtown, so it's rarely quiet. And I live, not far from a fire station. I live not far from a hospital. So listen, like, it is loud around here, okay? But on that day of the first snow, I swear you could just hear a pin drop in the city. It is magical. Or like when I'm sitting at the Tesla supercharger, okay, so we got a Tesla. It was like our COVID purchase. Every once in a while I just go supercharge it. And then we have chargers like in our parking garage, but they're not Tesla superchargers. So they literally take forever. It's like I think if I had to charge the whole thing, it would take like 3 days at the rate that it is. So every once in a while, I'll just go drive over. There's like Tesla superchargers and a Mariano that's like 2 miles. Mariano's like parking lot's like 2 miles away. So when I'm sitting at the Tesla supercharger, it's like, I just sit there in the quiet while it's charging. And I just sit there and I just enjoy the quiet by myself. And I don't really know what causes this yearning for quiet. Like maybe it's because when I'm at work, I'm always like in meetings, right? Like always in meetings, or I'm talking to someone, or I'm hearing someone else talk. Like it's never just quiet. Or maybe it's because we're like constantly surrounded by technology and like the sound it brings to our lives. Like maybe you're listening to a TikTok video. Maybe you're hearing like Google spout off stuff in your kitchen. Like, I mean, there's like so much technology, which comes with its own set of sounds, right? Maybe it's because I live in a big city and there's just like this constant volume of noise, like 24/7. Like, I mean, it's not like if you live in the suburbs or like the country where you hear nothing except for maybe like birds chirping. No, like you always hear stuff in the city. So maybe I'm just, when I get those moments of quiet, I just really appreciate it. Or like maybe it's because as I get older, I feel like I have a harder time just like shutting off my mind, right? Just like shutting it off. And the quiet actually forces me just like not to think for a couple minutes. Like give my brain a break for once. I don't know what the reason is, but I noticed that the quiet now, instead of making me bored or looking at it to like fill the quiet with something, I just kind of like sit back and listen. Crate and Barrel, the laundry, and quiet are three things that my 20-something self would have never thought my almost 40-something self would find joy in. Okay, but here we are. And I have to say, thank goodness. I mean, these are all healthy things to find joy in. You have home stores, which helped you, build a place that you can relax in and have memories with those you love. That's good. The laundry is a necessity. I mean, it's not going to go away, so I might as well find some joy in it if I have to do it anyway. And the quiet? I mean, at a time in my life that can feel confusing and overwhelming, all while time seems to be speeding up and fleeting, finding joy and appreciating the quiet seems more important than ever. Relishing in those small moments by myself, noticing the world around me seems like one of the best uses of my precious time that I have. And maybe if I found more joy in the quiet when I was younger, I would have avoided some mistakes, or at least not filled my time with people that weren't worth it. one of the benefits of a midlife crisis, because as we've been talking about, there are benefits. It can be a good thing. One of the benefits is getting more comfortable with yourself and being with yourself. And that is something I wish I would have learned earlier, but I am so thankful that I'm learning it now. Until next time.